The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. And may the words of our Holy Gospel take root and grow in our hearts. What a depressing gospel. What a depressing gospel. Wars, famines, insurrections, people hating one another, parents being, or us being handed over by our parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. It's scary. No. Our readings from now until the Feast of Christ the King will focus on judgment, the end of the world, and the end times. Because as we end the liturgical cycle, begin a new liturgical year, as we wind down the liturgical year, our readings focus on these things. But the thing is, from the moment Jesus ascended into heaven to today, people have been waiting and been expecting his return. The early Christians, somewhere in the scripture, St. Paul says, "It's, you know, don't worry about giving yourself in marriage because Christ will come soon." Back then, the people lived with the second coming in mind. You know? They thought Jesus was going to come. Even St. Paul thought Jesus was going to come back in his lifetime. We know that that didn't happen. You know? And so often today, unfortunately, nobody lives with the second coming in mind, living for today, you know? And in a way, if we don't live with Jesus' return, then that's when true depression can set in. Because then where is our hope? Where is our Savior? So often we try to save ourselves. And that's what the world teaches us, in a way. There's this quote from this Matt Haig. I don't know who that is, but this quote is from his book, Reasons to Stay Alive. And if you would allow me, it's a little long, but I think it's very meaningful in our society today. He says, "The world is increasingly designed to depress us. Happiness isn't very good for the economy. If we were happy with what we had, why would we need more? How do you sell an anti-aging moisturizer? You make someone worry about aging. How do you get people to vote for a political party? You make them worry about immigration. How do you get them to buy insurance? By making them worry about everything. How do you get them to have plastic surgery? By highlighting their physical flaws. How do you get them to watch a TV show? By making them worry about missing out. How do you get them to buy a new smartphone? By making them feel like they are being left behind. To be calm becomes a kind of revolutionary act. To be happy with your own non-upgraded existence, to be comfortable with our messy human selves, would not be good for business. Isn't that true? Huh? The world teaches us that we're never good enough. The world teaches us that we're never going to have enough to make us happy. No. And so what do? We turn to these false messiahs. We turn to these false gods. What does Jesus say in the gospel? Huh? See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. How many saviors are we looking for today? No. How many saviors are being advertised on the TV, on the radio, social media? Buy me and I'll make you happy. Eat me and I'll make you happy. Do this and you'll be happy. Do this exercise and you'll be fit for life. No, how many products? How many idols? How many false gods out there that invite us to worship them, to buy them, to consume them? And if we live not with the second coming in mind, we will turn to these false gods as false saviors of ours. Yes, Jesus is going to come. But the thing is, we don't have to wait for the second coming to come because Jesus is already in our midst today. How many of us live in the presence of the Lord? Yes, he's present in the Eucharist, in the bread and the wine that we share, in his body and blood. He's present in our community. He's present in us. But how many of us live with the freedom of that presence of Christ in us? Where God is, there is freedom. Where the devil is, there is slavery. Where there is evil, where there is sin, there is slavery to false gods. But where Jesus is, there is true freedom. We go from one destination to another, from one iPhone to another, from one restaurant to another. No, nothing can truly satisfy us. We are questing for God, and we try and fill this void, this quest, with so many false gods, when in reality, the truth is, God alone suffices. St. Augustine said it so well in his Oversaid Saying now, no? O Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts will remain restless until they rest in you. And yet so often we try and find our rest, our security, in things of the world that fade. We live too much by the standards of the world. No, what are they going to think of me if I don't have this? Will I be happy if I have this or not? When really, the answer is nothing. Absolutely nothing of the world will make us truly happy. No meal will satisfy us for eternity. No smartphone will last in the grave. No car, whether it be a Corvette or Mitsubishi, a Toyota, it doesn't matter. It's going to break down. No matter how nice our house is, leaks are going to come. Problems will come and go. But the thing is, what are we clinging to? These false hopes? These false gods? Or are we holding on to our faith? Are we holding on to God? Brothers and sisters, Christ is going to come, and hopefully he'll come sooner than later. No, come, Lord Jesus, and save us. Save us from these false trends. Save us from these false gods. Save us from these false notions of ourselves that we have. Come, Lord Jesus, and save us. Truly be our Savior and save us, because we want freedom, the freedom that only you can give. Amen. With confidence now in God's tender mercy, we stand and, or before that, we profess our Christian faith. I believe.